At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 360 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Veronica Luna. Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica.
Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter 22.
That is a lot of twos. Oh.
Oh, the James has struck.
The bell. It's all the way over there.
Ding. James, here we go.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I got one.
Talking about Deathly Hallows, and the chapter's called Deathly Hallows.
Oh my God, it's the name of the book.
Whoa.
We said that joke last time.
I know,
still funny.
Make sure that you've read the chapter and you're ready to trot your way through the details.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
I've done a lot tonight already. I'm just going to say recap.
Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
I need to take a break.
I was going to sit out for a minute. Sorry, my recap's really short today.
Okay.
So you better recover quickly.
Do breathing.
The trio escapes the clutches of the Death Eaters once again. And Harry's really starting to connect them dots. Peverell's, Gaunt's. Did Dumbledore leave the ring? In the snitch?
Dun, dun, dun.
Does he have the resurrection stone and the invisibility cloak?
Dun, dun, dun.
Is Voldemort after the Elder Wand?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm done.
Bum, bum, bum.
Meg! What did you do? Okay, Harry is thinking about what Voldemort knows about the Deathly Hallows. And so Harry comes to the conclusion that had Voldemort known about the Hallows, he would have for sure sought those out, right? And
Jinx, you owe me a semicola.
No way. Did I beat you or not?
I don't know. I was talking to. I tried to get on that way too late.
You can have it, fine.
I'd just like to point out to people in Discord who can see this, we have one candle hanging on for dear life.
One candle.
We got to get some batteries. Is there a winner of that? Rock, paper, scissors for the win.
Is it
rock, paper, scissors,
scissors, shoot?
Yes, okay. You'd go on shoot. Okay. Rock,
scissors, paper, shoot.
What? 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 No.
Are you real?
That's not right.
You trying to throw me off your mind?
Was that on purpose?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that's good. Because I was like, oh, no.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Catherine gets the coat.
Best out of three.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Boom. You're toasted.
Toasted.
Speaking of toast, I would like some bread. I've asked you thrice.
I know. I did feed my starter today.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, what were we talking about? Oh, Voldemort would have sought out the Hollows to possess them, right? But I also think, like, yes, but he would have actually had to truly believe in the story of the Deathly Hallows. But I don't think that would necessarily be as far, like, fetched as it was for Hermione to believe, only because the Chamber of Secrets was supposed to be a myth and, you know, he opened it.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
So he might be more open to the idea of the Deathly Hallows in the story being real. Okay. There's a lot happening. I feel a little out of breath.
You were off to a real rambunctious start.
Yeah, I hit the ground running. So Harry then makes another conclusion, right? He concludes that Voldemort is only seeking out the Elder Wand because Voldemort thinks that it's a powerful wand. He doesn't know how powerful it is or potentially could be if he was the master of death possessing all three Hallows. But he does know that there is a wand that has been tracked throughout wizarding history.
The Death Stick.
Xenophilia says the bloody trail of the Elder Wand is splattered across the pages of wizarding history.
I almost did that and we would have gotten another jinx. We
would have had a rock, paper, scissors it all over again.
That would have been crazy. So yeah. So this is this is when Harry goes.
What was that?
Like zoned. I said this is when Harry goes zoned.
Okay. I don't know what I heard. Not that.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
Sip your milk.
All right, here we go.
Amateur hour over here.
Katie's got volume. All right. So, quote, Harry watched the cloudy sky, curves of smoke gray and silver sliding over the face of the white moon. He felt lightheaded with amazement at his discoveries. And I was reading this and I said to myself, self, that's interesting that you put white moon instead of just moon. And if my iPad would let me click this link, I'd probably be really super happy. It's okay. I got it. It just made me click the link, and then I had to click open link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The iPad does that.
According to glam.com.
What up, glam?
For all your moon phase knowledge.
Glam.
I found it to be a little bit interesting and I can kind of try and make a connection. They say, quote, what is this article? The article is called White Moon Cycle, the spiritual meaning behind this celestial menstruation timing. But wait, quote, women have a very powerful spiritual connection with the moon. And I was just like, does that have anything to do with maybe Lily protecting him?
Why not?
I don't know. I know I'm stretching.
What do you mean? Like the protection? Like
just like
follows the cycle
his,
of the moon?
His like he has his mother who woman protecting him, right? Sure. It's just like in the sky, like looking down on her boy.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what I thought when I read cute. That. But yeah. It says it's just talks about how that time in your life could mean that you're like nurturing a family, starting one. Maybe you have a caregiver role in some way. That was from Rebecca Rankin.
Related to Chris?
I don't think so. But I was just like, Maybe. Perhaps. And now I think I have to split my screen. No, I don't. It's already pre-split again. Yay. All right. So all of these thoughts are going on inside Harry's head. But that doesn't mean that it isn't real. But also what you have to think about, I know it's been a minute since, you know, we recorded the last time. They literally just escaped. All of this stuff's happening, right?
Yeah.
So he finally turns around to address Ron and Hermione, and he's shocked to see that they are standing exactly where he has left them. So they're like kind of frozen and don't move. And he thought that they for sure don't understand exactly how much they gained in those few minutes and the information that they have now and what their plan could be going forward. Quote, "This is it," Harry said, trying to bring them inside the glow of his own astonished certainty. "This explains everything. The Deathly Hallows are real, and I've got one, maybe two." He held up the snitch. "And you know who's chasing the third, but he doesn't realize. He just thinks it's a powerful wand." "Harry," said Hermione, moving across to him and handing him back Lily's letter. "I'm sorry, but I think you've got this all wrong. All wrong. But don't you see? It all fits." "Why not, though, Hermione? Why can't it all fit?" Because she told him it only fits because on your, like, own accord.
Yeah, I, like, have a hard time understanding. I know that she's, like, very logical, but, like, the fact that he left Tales of Beedle the Bard to her as, like, the clear signal of the Deathly Hallows, like, how could she not connect the dots?
Yeah, why else does she think that he left that to her?
Yeah.
With the drawn-in symbol.
Right. It just seems, I mean.
Maybe.
I think maybe she is just kind of like at disbelief that there could be another thing they need to look for.
Yeah, and that's pretty daunting.
Or she's just, because she's very logical, she's not letting herself. She's like, this, that cannot be real because it's so far-fetched. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she, that's not something that she would believe in. So like, clearly it's wrong.
I think the one thing that's holding her up is the resurrection stone, because, you know, there's no spell that can bring the dead back, Harry. I trust that you know that, right?
Maybe if she had seen the Priori Incantatum happen, she would understand more, you know?
I just think that she's not really thinking about how those people aren't necessarily actually back.
Right.
And she's
she's like envisioning like Lily and James rising out of their grave type of coming back. And, like, that's not what it is.
Right.
I don't know.
It just seems kind of silly.
It is. I think that she's very frustrated. Because I don't think that went the way that she thought it was going to.
Yeah.
So she obviously thinks that Harry's getting carried away with this theory. And if it's true, and if Dumbledore knew about them, then why would he not have told Harry? Well, for the same reason he held so many things back from Harry, to protect him.
Imagine if Voldemort had seen the entire scope of the Deathly Hallows in Harry's mind.
Yeah.
You know, like, that could have been terrifying.
I wasn't even thinking of that, but absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he does say in 5 that he would never dare to possess Harry again. It doesn't mean you can't take a little peek.
Right.
You don't have to go full on.
A little mental caress against.
Nope. Well, stop nope. it. No. God. We only talk about that with Akatar.
Yeah, that's on Fangirls.
Nick Energy said just a peep in Tom.
I do. Oh! I do like that Gil said
50 points to Mac Energy.
I think Hermione's judgment is clouded by fear.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
So you said that protection, like, he kept it from, to protect him from Voldemort breaking into his thoughts. My head went to protecting him because he was afraid that Harry would go down the same path that he did in his adolescence and would be corrupted by the power and the seeking of the power of the Hallows.
You think that Harry would, though?
No. He says, I agree with him later on, Dumbledore's afraid of that, so he keeps him from it. But later on at King's Cross again, he's like, you're a better man than I ever was. And he comes to that, you know, it took him dying.
Right.
Took him dying. To realize this. So actually I pulled a quote from that chapter. Quote, I was afraid that your hot head might dominate your good heart. I was scared that if presented outright with the facts about those tempting objects, you might seize the hallows as I did at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. And if you laid hands on them, I wanted you to possess them safely. You are the true master of death because the true master does not seek to run away from death. He accepts that he must die and understands that there are far, far worse things in the living world than dying. So that's the prediction that I thought. There's also the fact that...
That quote hits a little bit hard right now.
What do you mean?
There are far, far worse things in the living world than dying. Just like our world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So Harry gives her the cop-out answer, though. Of Dumbledore not telling him. Because it's a quest! Absolutely not, Harry James Potter.
He couldn't
tell me because it's a quest.
Yeah, right. She's like, I don't really believe that. And I only said that to get you to go to the Love Goods. But I also think that Harry actually knows that too. But he might believe it to some extent. If he like really sat down and thought about it, he might have come to the conclusion that Dumbledore died before he could tell him about it, maybe. Like the Sword of Gryffindor being a Horcrux destroyer and whatnot. And so she's like fuming. And I love this quote. Harry took no notice. he said, and he has a point with this. It's not right, but he has a point. It's not right for this situation, rather. Quote, Dumbledore usually let me find out stuff for myself. He let me try my strength, take risks. This is the kind of thing he'd do. Yes, that would be right for Sorcerer's Stone. I don't know about Chamber. Chamber, that was... But definitely that was like a training mission. And so he's barely listening to her. He's turning the snitch over in his hands and he's almost like sitting there just willing this to break open. Like, I need to prove that the resurrection stone is inside this right now so we can start these plans and we can get on with this.
You should have smashed it with a hammer.
Oh!
I was going to say, it's not the clothes, Harry.
Right.
Harmless little flea.
Harmless little flea.
A llama!
He's supposed to be dead! So Hermione's like, Ron. Knock some sense into this guy. And she's like, do you believe this story? And Ron's like, bits of it fit. Sir!
I don't want to be involved this run.
I see both sides.
Yeah. I relate real hard right now.
Oh, gosh. And he's like, but, you know, the only reason why he says this is to stay in Hermione's good graces. It's still real close to him just getting back. And he's still, you have to remember the whole... like trip to the Love Goods and the trips before that, those were all led by Ron because Harry felt awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needed to take a step back. And so Harry hardly sleeps that night. The idea of the Deathly Hallows consumes his thoughts and he's unable to rest. And he just thinks, like, if I could possess these and I could really defeat Voldemort.
Isn't that kind of funny? Because Voldemort thinks if he possesses the Elder Wand, he can finally defeat Harry. So, like, they're kind of aligned for once.
Same goals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mentioned that in my section. It's it's just interesting that, like, they are after the same thing and that has not happened before.
And so Harry's thinking about the stone. Quote,
not the sorcerers.
Nope, this other one. I opened at the close, but what was the close? It's in quotes.
When you die.
Yeah. Why couldn't he have the stone now? If he only had the stone, he could ask Dumbledore these questions in person. And Harry murmured words to the snitch in the darkness, trying everything, even parcel tongue, but the golden ball would not open. Golden. Ding.
He's holding this little ball.
To himself.
Kind of funny, actually. So we're back to talking as a trio here about this. Now, this definitely becomes an obsession. And I think it's funny because Harry ends up calling the Horcrux hunt with Hermione an obsession. But we'll get to that. So he's back on the Elder Wand. He's thinking, he's like, where is it hidden? Where was Voldemort looking for it now? And it was like at this moment that Harry actually wished that his scar would burn so he could just take a peek into Voldemort's mind and see what his thoughts were.
He gets like mad that his vision of is Voldemort's like, mind is like blurry.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, dang it.
Maybe his contact was in backwards.
But like... Long story
like
short,
someone I know today.
From jump today, and sometimes I think I'm a witch, you guys, and let me tell you why. Sometimes I think of stuff is going to happen, and then it happens. Like, before it happens, I'm like, oh, this is going to happen, and then it does. I've done it so many times. I'm petting Fozzie, and he's shedding really bad right now. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to put my contacts in. I'm just going to get dog hair in my eye because it's all flying around in the air. Sure enough, my contact feels bad. So, like an idiot, I didn't put my glasses on. I kept it in all day, irritated all day. I was going like one eye open and I was complaining to my friends. I'm like, I just don't know. And I came home and it was just when I had taken it out and like washed it and cleaned it and trying to put it back in, I flipped it the wrong way. So it was just, it, you know, contacts will, they sit and they're supposed to be level, like a little level half circle there. Well, I had flipped it the other way and stuck it on my eye wrong.
Way to go.
And
that sounds unpleasant.
That was
sounds
the problem.
Like an amateur.
I've only been wearing for years.
So this is the first instance, like I said before, where him and Voldemort want the same thing. And Harry also thinks that he agrees with Xenophilius about Hermione, which I think is a little bit harsh in my opinion. He thinks he's like limited, narrow, close-minded. But then he gets to the real answer, and it's that she's scared of them. Well, mostly yeah. The Resurrection Stone.
I can't bring people back from the dead. It's not a pretty picture. How am I doing it?
Other than that, you got it.
Oh my God. So then Harry felt kind of bad because he didn't remember about Luna until nearly dawn. And he felt bad about it, but he was thinking, like, is she in Azkaban? Is she surrounded by Dementors? He wished that they could rescue her. And shocking, this made him think about how he didn't know if he could cast a Patronus with the Blackthorn Wand. He needed to practice that.
He doesn't, though.
And then he was back to the Elder Wand.
Not horrifying. On page, at least.
He doesn't practice.
Not on page. Yeah.
I don't know if he... Yeah, I know he doesn't, but...
Dementors.
Whatever. So he's now back to the Elder Wand thinking about just how easy it would be if he had the Elder Wand. He knows that he would be able to cast a Patronus with that wand. So then the next morning they pack up the tent. It's pouring rain. It was a whole week of rain. And it was just like...
Ugh. That gets in my head.
Harry was just like, it's bleak and depressing, like, for a whole week. The landscapes, the rain.
Bleak for a week.
And the entire week, he's thinking about the Deathly Hallows. Like, nothing could deter him from thinking about them. And I liked this line. It said, the fiercer the longing burned, the less joyful it made him. And he blamed Ron and Hermione because he was like, they're, like, bringing me down. they're bringing me down about this. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling energized. Like, I want to look for these things. And they're just...
Debbie's.
Don't bring me down.
And Harry felt isolated from them because of, quote, their obsession with the Horcruxes.
Harry.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
So he had muttered the word obsession. I don't necessarily think he meant to say it out loud, but he did in conversation, and that aggravated Hermione. She was like, obsession? And she was getting mad at him. We're not the ones with an obsession, Harry. We're the ones trying to do what Dumbledore wanted us to do. Which isn't wrong, but also so is Harry. They're both, they're all trying to do what Dumbledore wants them to do.
Yeah.
But Harry can't be deterred. Dumbledore obviously left the Deathly Hallows for them as well. Like, why did Ron and Hermione not understand this? The tales of Beedle the Bard, the snitch, even the prophecy from Trelawney. He then calmly says.
Really calmly?
Actually calmly.
Or Michael Gambon calmly.
Shout out to you, buddy.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And then Hermione is kind of quick to respond. And she goes, I thought it was you-know-who we were supposed to be fighting.
Well, he is death for Harry.
True that.
And Harry is death. Harry is death for him.
As said in the prophecy.
Oh! Tiffany Ray! Ray
survives.
Oh! I love my brain.
I love your brain, too.
Except when it, like, short circuits.
So even the Silver Doe, like, he didn't even care to have conversations about that anymore because he was just, like, solely focused on the Deathly Hallows now. And the one thing that did matter to him, though, was when his scar would begin to prickle again. And he would just kind of, like, try to go off alone when this would happen because he just, like, didn't want to deal with Hermione.
Bathroom.
Being all over him for, like, not closing Voldemort out.
It makes me think of this thing I saw. And when you're a pet parent, this happens too. Like, your pets follow you into the bathroom.
All the time.
Okay, so this one was geared towards mothers and their children. And it was like a mom in the bathroom, like, turning on the shower. And then it cuts to a clip from Home Alone. And they're at the door of Kevin's house. And he's like, we know that you're in there and that you're all alone. That's Hermione and Ron trying to stop Harry from, yes, like, breaking into Voldemort's mind.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Ted will get up from a dead, cozy sleep to follow me in the bathroom, then walk out.
Fozzie spent the day with Nini, and because we were in Toledo all day. Mm-hmm. And she goes, he followed me everywhere. They have a sliding, like, pocket door for their bathroom, and he went and slid it all the way to follow her into the bathroom.
Tracks. You will not be alone.
I will stand here and watch you.
I lost where I was. Sorry. Oh, so he would go off alone so that they wouldn't notice, but, like, nothing he was seeing was really worthwhile, which was frustrating him, and he was mad because everything was blurry and shadowy. And he wasn't used to that. So he's just like, now he's wondering if their connection is broken somehow. And if it's broken because his wand got broken. And now he's blaming the Blackthorn wand, which really just pushed the Elder Wand narrative more in his mind. Like, he needs that wand. I'm surprised he didn't fall back to blaming Hermione.
Yeah.
To be honest. But... Ron is starting to, like, take charge, though, because Harry is so obsessed with the Deathly Hallows that, like, he just, like, can't be the leader right now. And Ron is the one who, like, is initiating the conversations about what they should be looking for and just trying to take charge. And Harry's like, maybe it was to make up for him leaving. But he just, like... he just can't be the leader, Harry, right now. So he's taking a little bit of a backseat, and it's Ron's turn.
Way to go, Ron, though. Like, ever since he left, like, yes, I think some of it is him making up for, like, not being a good friend, but also, like, I think he's coming to his own now. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, think about him throughout school, too. He almost had, and this kills me. Sorry to any Ron fans out there, but this makes me angry. He has a learned helplessness when it comes to things. I think Molly probably did a lot for him. He's a well-kept person. Hermione took care of him. Harry took care of him, took him under his wing and stuff like that, especially with, like, friendships.
Yeah.
He needed to do this because he needed to have this kind of a role and shoulder the work and the weight of these tasks.
Yeah, agreed.
It's like a group project, and he was the guy that didn't do anything and put his name on the paper.
The worst.
Now he's trying to make up for it.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah.
We love growth.
We do. So he kept telling them, 3 Horcruxes left. We need a plan of action. Come on. Where haven't we looked? Let's go through it again. So they would comb through over and over and over again. The orphanage, Diagon Alley, Hogwarts, the Riddle House, Borgin and Burks, Albania. Every single place that they knew Tom Riddle had ever lived or worked, visited or murdered. That's pleasant. Specifically, it points out Ron and Hermione went over them again. Harry just joined in to have Hermione stop bothering him about joining in. But for real, he would rather just be sitting alone trying to read Voldemort's thoughts and stewing about the Elder Wand and where it could be.
Stewing. I love stew.
Me too. You know, Aldi has some of these great soups that are like perfectly between a soup and a stew.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then there's the natural hormone changes our bodies go through. As a mom, I totally get this. There's also perimenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer anymore. Yay. Because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it definitely shows. And the biggest benefit is feeling like yourself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, Ron was being very insistent on checking out new places, and Harry realizes it's simply just to keep them moving. But I think that's really smart leadership. Because if you're just like, look at how, I mean, of course, okay, so they had lost one of their members, but when Harry and Hermione were on their own, they didn't accomplish anything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They eventually went to Godric's Hollow. But, like, a lot of it was dormant, right? There was, like, no, like, they didn't have motivation to go forward. Mm. So having some sort of motivation, even if it's, you know, he was like, oh, there's this wizarding town. Like, we should just go check it out. Even though, like, it probably wasn't going to be anything.
Also dangerous.
Yeah. So, speaking of their trips into wizarding territory, it brought them close to snatchers every now and then. And Ron was saying that some of them are supposed to be as bad as Death Eaters. He says that the ones that got him were pretty dull and stupid, but
yeah,
a lot of the other ones are not so nice.
The smell of him.
Mm-hmm. So he brings up Potter Watch, and Harry interrupts him because he already forgot what that was, and Ron had to remind him. Mm. And he's been trying to tune in every evening, trying to guess the password. And one time, they caught a few bars of a cauldron full of hot, strong love.
Would you like to sing?
I love that song.
I'm going to post the link to it in here so everybody could have the lyrics to it. It's very long, but it's cute. And you can actually listen to Celestina Warbeck sing this in Diagon Alley.
You sure can.
Cork it, mock it.
I've got a cauldron, hot, strong love. Mm-mm. I haven't seen her sing that in a long time, actually.
No, she wasn't on stage. We were there lost.
I also really, I don't know if they even do this anymore. I love when she sings the Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she did it not for the party.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because I didn't hear, there was none of the plays going on.
No, I didn't see Frog Choir.
Yeah.
No Bell Boutons.
No, or over there, like the Tale of Three Brothers. And then, what's the other one they do?
So cool.
What's the other one they do? Oh, Fountain of Fair Fortune, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not until March that Ron finally guesses the password correctly, which it was Albus. Way to go, Ron. Like, I would have given up after an hour. I would have been like, this is frustrating the actual heck out of me. Forget it. I guess I'm never listening to this radio station. So he's like, Harry, come on, let's go. And for the first time in like days, he's out of his not obsession about the Elder One. And they hear Lee Jordan's voice coming out of the radio. And his code name is River, and he has two guests today, Royal and Romulus, which I don't even think we find out who they are yet in this part of our chapter. But it is Kingsley and Remus. Mm-hmm. And I really like how Ron will just be like, it's Lee Jordan. It's Kingsley. It's Lupin.
And then Hermione's like, we know.
We know.
It's Remus.
Shut up. We're trying to listen. Mm-hmm. But before they get into any talk, Lee takes a moment to report on the deaths that the Wizarding Wireless Network News, the WWNN, and the Daily Prophet don't think are important enough to mention. So this is from the book. Wands up, guys. Sips for sadness. Mm. It's with great regret that we inform our listeners of the murders of Ted Tonks and Dirk Cresswell. Harry felt a sick swooping in his belly. He, Ron, and Hermione gazed at one another in horror. A goblin by the name of Gornuk was also killed. It is believed that Muggle-born Dean Thomas and a second goblin, both believed to have been traveling with Tonks, Cresswell, and Gornuk, may have escaped. If Dean is listening or if anyone has any knowledge of his whereabouts, his parents and sisters are desperate for news. So a reminder that this is the exact group that almost stumbled upon the trio months earlier. Mm-hmm. And now they got split up. And that second goblin is going to have a real big role real soon.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a little bit of foreshadowing.
Yep.
I just think that hits so much harder because they were watching them, and then Harry at the beginning of the book went to Ted Tonks's house and they healed him, and you know, and then he knows, you know, Tonks.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
All right, are we ready for the lightning bolt round?
I have a question. It's not like rapid fire or anything, but it fits in lightning bolt round, I guess. If you have the Elder Wand, can you do like any spell just effortlessly? Because Harry's like, oh, if I had the Elder Wand, I could absolutely cast a Patronus, even though he's probably not feeling in any way, shape, or form like in his headspace to cast a Patronus
right
now.
He's honestly probably thinking about it in the wrong way.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily, like, I don't think that you can just, like, easily cast any spell with it. I think that it will like have its own ways of protecting you.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's kind of my take on it. Because like, if you think about it, when he defeats Voldemort, it's not even with like a heavy hitting spell, you know?
Yeah. It's rebounded.
Right.
It just made me think. You mean Expelliarmus isn't going to kill him?
No. All right. Marguerite. Do you think because of Hermione's fear to believe in things without proof, such as her reaction to Trelawney and divination, that Dumbledore gave this to her to provide her concrete proof for her to believe with less hesitation?
What?
The book. Tale as a Beetle the Bard. Do you think that's why Dumbledore gave her that?
Maybe that was part of his hopes, yeah.
I don't know if even that is concrete proof to Hermione, unfortunately.
Right. No. It all seems very, like, too much as at chance with the Hollows.
Yeah.
It, I mean, granted, we know that he died before he could do key things, so I'm going to use that as an excuse. But, like, how was Harry going to figure all this out? You're really relying on that?
Alex in the chat says the book mentions that he was counting on Hermione to slow down Harry's obsession.
But, like, how was he even going to figure it out anyway? The only reason why they, like, really figured things out was because they went to go see Xenophilius. He couldn't have been part of that idea. Right?
Tiff, you don't know. Dude's got his little chocolate frog cards all over the place.
I guess. It's just frustrating.
Katie K asks, would you have been distracted by the Hollows or stayed focused on the Horcruxes?
Both?
I know. Yeah, that's hard because
I would have done what Dumbledore told me to
do. They're both important.
But I would still be like,
but we have to, I mean, most importantly, like, I would want to stop Voldemort from getting the Elder Wand.
Mm-hmm.
Not even so much so that, like, I could have it, but just so he wouldn't have it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because I see both sides of everything, but they both feel equally important. Sure, yeah. You can get the Elder Wand, but also Voldemort has Horcruxes.
I think
so, like, it's not going to kill him till you get rid of the Horcruxes.
It just feels like if I, it's like, I don't know. Multiple weapons against him, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Dusty Fur asks, why do you think that Voldemort's vision is blurred to Harry? Is it ever actually explained? Do you think it's the wand or something else? Isn't it because he's, like, traveling a lot and not really entirely sure of his path at the moment? Voldemort?
Maybe.
I don't know if it's ever actually explained. I think that that's just kind of how I took it.
His visions are cloudy.
Why are Harry's visions cloudy?
And it's like not of really anything, is it? It's like of random towns.
Yeah.
According to AI, Voldemort is actively using occlumency to shield his mind, partially blocking Harry's access and making the visions unclear, even though the connection between them remains due to the Horcrux within Harry. As Voldemort destroys more Horcruxes, maybe they meant Harry, this connection weakens, further blurring the visions. Yeah, hold
Idiots.
On. I'm gonna switch to Reddit here.
I just...
That does make sense. Because Harry's not the only one that he would want to block from his mind, you know? I mean...
Michigan Mike said, because Harry wears glasses and Voldemort doesn't, so when he looks through Voldy's eyes, he can't see.
I like that answer the best.
That's funny.
I don't know, because I feel like with Voldemort, like, so the strong emotion comes through pretty crisp, right? We get to see get mad and tortured, but it feels like he's very much just vibing. But when do we ever, like, see him just be? And at this time, when he's looking for the wand, you would figure he would be on the extreme end of being angry that he hasn't found it yet, or that his leads maybe aren't
as good as he thought they were.
What did you, ask a question? I got so lost with what you were saying. I'm so sorry.
I said that Voldemort, we never see him just kind of be calm. Okay. He's, even if he's at face value looking calm, he's always at one extreme or the or another for what he's feeling.
Right.
So right now he's traveling, trying to find the wand.
So he doesn't
And
have...
I would think that in my mind he would be angry.
Right.
That he wouldn't have it. So the visions would be more so clear. But they're not. I don't know.
According to a Reddit user called Joyous Fox.
It's a cool name.
From 4 years ago. Says it's not fully explained, but it's a combination of him using occlumency and the fact that Harry lost the Phoenix wand. They seem to think that that has a part of it.
No, I don't think
that. I don't like that because I don't think
the connection
was... The wand has nothing to do...
wand has nothing to do with the connection in their heads.
Also, he's not using occlumency! It's their Horcrux connection. Remember? That's why it doesn't work.
Oh, because they're destroying
Horcruxes? They are a unique connection. Nothing that Snape could have taught Harry or anybody would have helped this because it's not brain to brain.
It's not normal.
It's Horcrux to Horcrux. It's soul to soul. So yeah.
It's more than likely because they destroyed another Horcrux.
God, now you're getting into like book stuff. We're like stabby. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. I'm not happy with any of these.
Has he tried turning it off and back on?
I don't think he even plugged it in.
Harry.
I know.
There's too much magic around. He can't do that.
We gotta move on. Now I'm mad.
Okay.
It's ruined my night.
Katie K asked, are you enjoying this week's snow?
No. Katie.
I am.
I'm fine with the snow.
What?
I like it.
Ask me again in February, but I'm fine with it right now.
Yeah, I'm okay with it now.
All right. You got a couple weeks.
I'm going to pick two more. There's a lot of questions. I'm sorry, but we have another episode to record. Sam Gartley, what would be your obsession that you can get so focused on that people don't get?
Mariah Carey.
She sings the Why You So Obsessed With Me song. It was a
She does?
That's Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Oh.
It was, thanks. Ha 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 ha. Great joke, Tiffany. Oh, you guys.
I mean, I get it now, but I just didn't know she sang that song.
Same. All I hear is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that TikTok trend this year killed me. It would be like her voice slowly echoing in the background. Someone's like, what's going on? She's coming.
Look at her.
Mine's definitely Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift or cats?
Yeah. Do you have a real one, Tiffany, or just Mariah Carey?
I don't think I'm obsessed with anything.
Football.
The castle.
Mm. Oh. Cinderella's castle. You know what I am for that girl.
All right, one more. Sarker, what would your Potter Watch code name be?
Ooh. I almost said your mom. Where's Carrie?
What up, Sue?
Where's Carrie? Sloppy Sue. I go by Bayou Bill. Down in the bayou.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Can you believe people ride that and don't get soaked to their underwear?
No, I can't. That's a lie.
I'm so mad.
It felt like I jumped into the water.
Yeah. For
it
sure.
went in our mouths, guys. Yeah. We are one with Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Do I have like superpowers now? All that hydraulic fluid?
No, you're not Spider-Man. I'm sorry.
Marguerite said, what about the invisibility cloak in Mad-Eye's eye? That's what I'm obsessed with.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What would my code name be?
Perfect, thank you.
My code name.
Cat Girl 77.
Yeah, Meg's is Rupert's
Mine would
girl.
Be Rupert's Girl 77.
Yeah, Tiana. I know we wrote it and got absolutely drenched. And then my principal and union rep wrote it and were perfectly dry and could go about their day.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Discourse. Kendra says, I think the thing we as readers forget is that the story that is read about the Deathly Hallows and the theories about it that xenophilius tell them, basically just a legend, are just stories. It's proven in the story that they are not true entirely. The invisibility cloak is bragged about being a lot more powerful than it really is. The resurrection stone does for Harry much differently than we understand it from the kid's story. I'm sure the same could be said about the Elder Wand.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think that they were made out in story form to be something that they really aren't. So,
but they do exist.
But they do exist and work to some degree.
Okay.
Fan story time.
Let's do it. This is from Libby. We got two emails from Libby. The first one, they included, "Hi friends, here's my listener tale. Love you guys." And I love the listener tale.
That's
so
cute.
Much.
That's adorable.
And then Libby sent us an updated story, so that is the one that I copy-pasted here.
Thank you.
"Dearest Tiffany, Megan, Katie, it is possible that I've sent you one before, but I honestly can't remember, so this is my updated version as of June 2024.
I feel that so hardcore in my soul.
I know. And the only reason I know that there's an update is because at one point in time, we told everybody, hey, if you have an update or if you ended up not wanting your story read, like, just reply to whatever you sent it to us before.
Yeah.
And so I'll, like, search emails to make sure that they didn't send another one. And she had. "Here's my Potter story, but I honestly see it more as my Swish story."
Stop.
Get ready to cry, maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
"I first read the books in 2015 when I was 15 years old. The books and movies had been out for years by then, so I knew the basics of the story and some of the main plot points, even most of the big moments like Dumbledore dying and Snape being a good guy. Although I knew a lot about the books before I read them, it didn't take away from the magic when I did read them. I was completely obsessed." Hey, like Harry's obsessed with the Elder Wand. "I read the books and watched the movies over the next few months. Was constantly daydreaming about being at Hogwarts and playing Quidditch instead of going to high school and running track like I did in real life. I moved across the country to Boston for college and my obsession of Harry Potter dwindled. I was way too busy exploring the city, studying, continuing track, and perhaps attending a party or two. But then 2020 happened."
Womp. Indeed, weep womp.
"I was sent back home halfway through my sophomore year of college and obviously, just like the rest of the world, was suddenly isolated and stuck at home. But luckily, this is where you all come in. I had to do workouts for track at home by myself and found it really hard to stay motivated without my friends and team. So I started listening to podcasts during my workouts."
That would be so hard.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like being in school during the pandemic.
I said multiple times that
really?
Year. Yeah, right. I'm so glad that like I finished school.
Yeah.
Before this.
Like imagine if that was like a year of college. Oh, I'm so sorry for anybody.
Tiff's like, yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, you guys are sorry for college kids.
I did yeah, really.
Be sorry for me.
I know.
I don't care about first grade teachers. No, I'm kidding.
I did really enjoy your stories about like first graders on Zoom though.
Yeah.
Because I can't even imagine the chaos.
I try and not think about it. Mute your mic. Mute your mic. Mute your mic.
Mute your mic.
I try and not think about it, Tiffany. Oh, back to Libby. "After finishing yet another true crime pod, I was looking for something a little more uplifting, and that's when I saw the purple Swish and Flick icon."
Hey, look at that, you guys.
"Lavender is my favorite color, so it caught my eye."
Heck yeah, it's a good color. That's why I picked it.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
"I gave it a try, remembering how much I used to love Harry Potter and instantly fell in love. I've been here for 4 years now and can confidently say you all are my favorite podcast, hands down."
Oh, shit. Swish is to me what Deathly Hallows is to Tiffany. You all are my absolute comfort people, and I always have you in my ear. Commuting, doing chores, when I'm sad, when I'm lonely, when I feel like I need a friend, you guys are always who I turn to first.
Oh my gosh.
Tiffany, I love your spirit, and when you talk teacher, because I too am a teacher. Yay. I'm an art teacher and absolutely love my job, and I love how passionate you are about education and children.
Forget those kids.
Can we get to Meg?
Yeah, Megan, you're next, you
Megan,
rat.
Megan, I'm also a Slytherin and feel you so hard every time you are sneaky and snake-like and when you are really passionate about something.
Aww.
Katie, I love how you make everyone around you feel seen and safe, and I strive to give off the same type of energy. Thank you three so very much for being my friends, even though you don't know me. You've helped me through so much more than you know. I do still enjoy Potter, but the main reason I listen to you all is because of you. Please keep doing what you're doing. I'll add my Potter profile here. I'm a Slytherin, always have been, but most people guess I'm a Puff. My Patronus is a fox, which feels fitting, and my wand is a maple wood wand, phoenix feather core, 9¾ inches, and slightly springy flexibility. Last thing I promise, I have a black cat named Jinx, and you all say Jinx quite often.
Yeah, we
every
do.
Every time you do, I smile. Thank you so much for reading my story. And Libby included a picture of her.
Look
and
at
Jinx.
That wee kiki.
Oh my God.
I know.
Aww. He's precious.
He's like all black key cat with green eyes.
So cute.
So cute.
Libby, thank you for your listener tale, your Swish story, your Potter story.
Yeah.
I love the color of your kitchen.
It is cute.
It's a nice color. It.
Wait, I think
it's like a nice.
Does she have
green.
Like a little like thing in the window for her kitty cat?
I think so. Yeah, a little kitty perch.
Heck yeah, yeah.
A cat perch. At first, I thought the witch hat was floating.
It does look. Yeah, that's the magic of Jinx.
So cute. Floating. I love it.
Libby, thank you.
Thank you for your kind, words.
Oh, feel good.
Give me a joke.
Did you pick your jokes already?
I did. I just have to find it on this page, but I did pick it.
Don't bring down the vibe.
Shocking.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I love you.
I love you too. Who won the house ghost contest?
Bloody Baron.
Nobody.
Sick of it.
Give us another one on that page.
Where does Barty Crouch sleep?
Under the ground.
I don't know where.
On his Barty couch.
Oh.
Oh, God. What is with this iPad?
I said under the ground.
Sorry, Barty.
Here's a real, real great joke. Why do wizards and witches wear robes? To stay warm.
What?
Warm?
Warm.
Oh.
I was doing a bit.
I don't get it.
I was doing a bit.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
Stupid.
Sorry, Katie.
Why is Azkaban so horrible? Because it's guarded by Dementors.
That's not funny.
Is that in there?
Yes.
Cross it out.
It's not funny. It's scary.
If after those jokes you want more from us, you can follow us on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram at @TiffSwish_flick. Slytherins got bingo. Congrats to Kendra.
Hiss, hiss.
Boo, boo.
Kashasa.
Open.
And yes, I'm sorry. I haven't updated the house cup, so the standings aren't correct.
What are they, though?
Gryffindor. Ravenclaw.
Boo.
Slytherin.
Boo.
Hufflepuff.
Boo.
Look it.
Oh, you gosh. Know why I'm a mess? There's a dark mark on this shirt.
Yeah, you
it's
are.
It's super faded. That's why I'm evil today. All right, kids. This is for Wee Kiki Jinx.
Aww. I love it.
And Libby. All right.
Thank you.
That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Ma'am?
That was it. Sorry. Oh, can someone do Discord discourse? My computer's gonna die and I don't understand why.
Watching you struggle so bad.
I said that so that you guys would like keep going so that I wouldn't have to edit.
But it's like that thing where you just can't get it plugged in and it was fun for me to watch. Sorry.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.